It is a wonderful and special day today that we celebrate. Of course, in a sense, as someone mentioned to me, every day here at St. Stephen's is a special day. Indeed, how could it not be? We who are privileged to be called by God to be here in the house of His Holy Mother, the shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima of the Immaculate Conception, and this holy temple where God is seated on His throne, and His throne is where it is supposed to be. And so today we are very privileged. But we are doubly so because it is also the first Saturday of this month of January, and this month, of course, is dedicated to the Holy Name of Jesus, which we have just celebrated a few days ago, but which we honor and give glory to continuously, or hopefully so, and never, ever use it in vain or disrespectfully, as most of the world does. In addition, for us here, it is a very special day because the feast of Our Lady of Prompt Succor is tomorrow. And because of Sunday, of course, we will use the Sunday readings, though the commemoration also of Our Lady of Prompt Succor. And so we use today the Mass of Our Lady of Prompt Succor. And today is the last day of the novena in preparation for her feast tomorrow. Now she has two feasts. The traditional feast is January the 15th, which we shall observe, and to which I also oftentimes, more often than not, in the last 2 years, including this, I could not because it was on a weekend and I cannot be gone for a weekend. And of course, you know, we hope that someday we will have another priest to take my place when I need to go out or to be able to rest a little bit from the cares of this parish, though I tell you truly, it is more work to go away and come back than it is to stay. Because you have to worry about what could have gone wrong and what did go wrong, and it always does, without fail. Just like when you leave four-year-olds at home by themselves, which you shouldn't, guess what you will have when you come back? A mess. That's the same way it is. So I'm not complaining about it. I'm just telling you a fact. Next year, hopefully, it is on Monday, and we will be able to go there, maybe as a parish, for a parish pilgrimage. Of course, we'll deal with that then, not now. But the feast of today, which is what is celebrated there in the shrine, that is rather tomorrow, the 8th of January, is actually the feast that commemorates the fact that the Blessed Virgin Mary of Prompt Succor enabled the Americans to win the War of 1812. It is a commemoration of the Battle of New Orleans. And all the nuns, the Ursuline nuns, and there's only one left over there now, it's really sad, and all the women of New Orleans that were there prayed to Our Lady of Prompt Succor and begged her to allow that none of the men from New Orleans would die, and that the battle would be finished and the war would be finished. And so indeed it was. And later on, General Andrew Jackson, who would later become president, came to Our Lady's chapel and knelt before her and gave thanks to her and to the nuns, the Ursuline nuns, for having prayed for the victory. And indeed, no American was lost. And the British, like the Egyptians at the Exodus, got their wheels caught in the swamp, and that was the end of the battle. And so Our Lady of Prompt Succor won the Battle of 1812. And it was this day, tomorrow, that is, that the Battle of New Orleans was won. And so that feast is celebrated to this day. But we also celebrate it here because she has performed great miracles for us in the past, and no doubt will perform great miracles for us in the present and in the future. And only God knows what wonders she has and will do, because it is his power that he gives to her and that she bestows on us. And so we see that the Mass of Our Lady from Sucre has as its gospel, as you have heard, and I suppose you know enough Latin that you understood what it was all about. It was the wedding feast of Cana, where Christ performed his first sign, his first public sign, at the request of Mary. And thus, as he told her, "Woman, what is to me is to thee. My hour has not yet come." She decided when the hour was to be. And the hour, of course, is the hour that will be coming soon enough, unfortunately, but fortunately for us, the hour of his passion and of his death, which, of course, is followed by his glorious resurrection. The Blessed Mother is intrinsically linked to all of it. And just as St. Luke tells us in his Gospel, the boy Jesus returned to Nazareth with Mary and Joseph and was obedient to them. And of course, all these things are part of the mysteries that we celebrate in this holy season of Christmas and the Epiphany. But the fact that the Son of God, the Creator of the universe, the Savior of mankind, is obedient to a simple man and a woman, even though immaculate. It is really remarkable, and it tells us a lot about what we also should do, that we too should be obedient. And of course, this is an age, more than ever, when obedience is not practiced at all. And so we need to aim to practice it here, even though it sometimes, not always, is difficult. But if we do the will of God, despite any and all difficulties that may present themselves, we will be able to conquer evil, to conquer all the weaknesses that we have inherited from Adam and Eve that have not been erased by the sacrament of baptism. For concupiscence, with all its evils, remains. And so we are weak, we are tempted, we get sick, we die, all these things that baptism does not erase. And of course, we shall meditate on them on its proper day and proper feast. But today we give thanks to God for Our Lady of Prompt Succor, that she swiftly came to the assistance of those who called upon her, as she has not only in New Orleans, but elsewhere, and in a very, very particular way here in this parish of St. Stephen and Shrine of Our Lady of Fatima. So we call to her, and we continue now and finish the novena to Our Lady, calling her and upon her to bestow her wonderful gifts. Hasten to help us. In all things in the Gospels, we see that Mary and Jesus hastened to where they were called, without dawdling, without excuses, without complaints. They hastened to help us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.